It's Thursday, September 19th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Sukhdev Giri of Trinity Fellowship Church in Nepal's Chitwan District is receiving death threats now after a video of his testimony went viral, reports Morningstar News. Back in March, Pastor Giri shared how he came to Christ out of Hinduism at the International Christian Media Workers Summit in Kathmandu. And last month, a video of his testimony made it onto YouTube, where it received over 750,000 views before being removed. Now, Pastor Giri is accused of abusing Hinduism and unable to return home from ministry travels due to the backlash. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nepal as they face anti-conversion laws that have already seen the arrests of 17 Christians. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Military strikes in Saudi Arabia's oil sites interrupted production of about 5% of the world's daily supply on Sunday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is in Saudi Arabia consulting with the kingdom's rulers, described the attack as, quote, "an act of war," end quote, on Wednesday. Saudi Prince Khalid bin Bandar said the attacks were almost certainly from Iran, but Iran denies involvement. President Trump announced yesterday that he instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to significantly increase sanctions on Iran. Hundreds of people joined a group of millennials who call themselves Overcomers for a freedom march in Orlando, Florida last Saturday, declaring how Jesus has saved them from sexually perverted lifestyles. Angel Collin and Luis Javier Ruiz hosted the event, sharing their testimonies of leaving homosexuality for Christ.
It's not a gay to straight thing. It's a loss to safety thing. God wants all of your heart, not just your sexuality. Remember, don't make freedom your God. Make Christ Jesus your freedom.
Both men survived the mass shooting at the Pulse homosexual nightclub in 2016 and now run a ministry to people living those lifestyles. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." A small Christian business won a huge victory on Monday for religious liberty in Arizona. The state Supreme Court ruled Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski of Brush and Nib Studio have a right to not provide certain products for faux homosexual weddings. The case began in 2016 when the business fought the city of Phoenix over an ordinance that would have threatened them with fines and prison time for not providing invitations for events celebrating sexually perverted lifestyles. A new report from the Guttmacher Institute found that the number of abortions in the U.S. has fallen to an historic low since the murder of unborn babies was legalized in 1973. The report found that 862,000 babies were murdered in 2017, down from 926,000 in 2014 and from just over 1 million in 2011. Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute describes the reasons why in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Rochester, New York is filing for bankruptcy, according to a letter from its bishop last week. This comes after the diocese was hit with dozens of sex abuse lawsuits as a result of the new Child Victims Act, which increases the statute of limitations in New York in cases where children have survived abuse. The diocese has already paid out $4.27 million to 43 victims of clergy abuse. President Donald Trump will be hosting the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom next Monday at the United Nations headquarters. Trump plans to call on the international community to take concrete steps in preventing attacks against people on the basis of their religion and to ensure the sanctity of houses of worship. And finally, the Lowndes County School Board of Education announced a new policy which allows students to pray before football games at the Lowndes High School in Valdosta, Georgia. Previously, the school administration had upset many students and football fans when they prohibited prayer at the team's last home game on September 6th after receiving a complaint from the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Wisconsin. County constituent Joe Copeland shared his heart with WCTV.
God won. That was the whole plan all along. I think it's awesome that we've got kids in school that want to pray to God and attend church.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.